FM Interview.
Hey ihr Lieben, hier ist Jonas von Energy und in dieser Ausgabe vom Star Talk spreche ich mit den Newcomern Only the Poets. Welchen Einfluss zum Beispiel ein einziges Festival auf ein ganzes Leben haben kann, woran die Jungs gerade arbeiten und was sie unter anderem für Fans tun, die wenig Geld zur Verfügung haben, das und mehr hört ihr jetzt. Viel Spaß! So, Energy Berlin is a very local radio station, so my first question is, what's your relation with the city of Berlin? Have you been here often? Any contacts to the music scene? Is it something new for you being here or such? What do you say?
We've been here 6 times now. Six times for music. So we've done 4 headline shows and 2 support shows here. So, yeah, it's one of our busiest places we've been in the last sort of 12 months. I've actually been here on a lad's holiday before as well. So I love this place.
You do.
Oh yeah.
What do you connect with Berlin? What do you see here? What did you experience? What is your feelings about?
Well, I actually came here for New Year's Eve 1 year.
Oh.
So like I saw the New Year in Berlin.
At the Brandenburger Tor?
I did. Yeah.
You did?
Right there with all my friends.
But only as an audience in this case.
Yeah, only an audience. But it's a great city, man. I love it.
Yeah, we're big fans.
You're big fans of the city of Berlin. That is great. Before we get started about what's new, I want to talk with you about your first hit, Jump, or the more recent hit, Jump, before Crash is going to crash over it. We love it. Our audience loves it. We play it every day. So what's your view on all the Jump-related things that happen currently? There's a radio version published too, right? From a
yes,
obviously it was. So how did it come? What do you think about your hit Jump? What
I mean,
developed?
We're very flattered. Firstly, thank you very much for playing it, by the way.
Yeah,
because I think for us, we're kind of just coming to terms with the fact that it's getting all this play over here. You know, it's amazing. So yeah, you know, it's a song we're really proud of, and it's a song that kind of just really symbolises, I think, what we want to sound like moving forward. And, you know, I think we captured the energy of the live show within the record, which is something that we've strived for and wanted to do for a long time.
Yes.
Because we've built so much off live, you know, the energy of the song is something that we're really proud of. And, yeah, we're just, like, the reaction has been amazing, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been brilliant.
So energy is something you have in all your songs, not only Crash recently.
And in life.
And in life, of course. This is something you really put worth in, like good life shows. What's that about?
Oh, it's just like, I think, especially when you've got an audience as well, like we just want to put on the best possible performance for all the fans. And also, it's kind of what we know. It's what we've always done. We've all been in bands and done solo stuff in the past. And like playing live, there's no better feeling. People say to us like, oh, how does it feel to be on stage? And you can't really put it into words, honestly. It's amazing. And it's something that we've just always done since writing and making music is performing it. And that's our favorite part of what we do.
So what worth do you put in live shows? Like, when would you describe a live show as really successful? Not only by reaction of the audience, but by the feeling you get after the show is done.
I think, I mean, a lot of it, I mean, we're very lucky because our fans are so incredible, aren't they? That like every show is amazing.
It's incredible. Yeah.
We are, obviously, for us as individuals, sometimes you have a bit of a, you know, you can have a show that's a little bit difficult for you technically or whatever, but you know, I think we're pretty good at moving past it, aren't we? If we have a bad one, we're just like,
on to you, just kind of move on. Maybe a successful one is just when nothing goes wrong.
Yeah.
So is it a thing about feedback, like the fans writing you after the show, or the management saying, hey, that was a good thing, the applause was great? Or what do you think about a successful show? Is it like going off stage, feeling overwhelmed by the reactions, or happily that you didn't stumble upon any lyrics and so on? What is the most important part for you to play live shows?
The most important part is definitely walking off and knowing that we gave it our all and gave the audience exactly what we wanted to do. And honestly, I think when you get a real rush, which can happen a lot, well, it happens a lot for us because we're so lucky, because our audience is so unbelievable. Like the energy they give us, it just goes up and up and up and up. And I think, and it makes us want to make the show better in every way, even when it comes to like the production now, you know, the lighting and things like that. Like, yeah, honestly, man, like we come off and we're pretty buzzing all the time.
I can imagine.
We come off stage, we get that, the music blaring, the beers flowing,
And it won't stop, I guess, in the next few weeks and months. So what is Jump about?
It's about, you know, it's like diving headfirst into something and not really thinking about it. Because a lot of the time, you know, you can think about the what ifs and if things might go wrong. And it's just taking that leap, whatever it might be. And I think we wrote it with sort of, you know, thinking in our minds that maybe it would be good for us to do that moving forward as well a bit more. You know, don't really overthink things and just dive headfirst, take that jump, literally, you know. And yeah, it's just, you know, it's a song all about that. And like I said, it's we're really, really proud of it. And it came together very quickly, which I think was really exciting for us. You know, it was written and recorded pretty quickly. And yeah, we love it.
And your audience does too, and the fans.
They do.
Yeah. Amazing. So, yeah. You guys have your roots in, I needed to ask, is the town called Reading or is it called Reading?
Reading.
It is Reading, right? Okay, so you have your roots in Reading in Great Britain, existing at a band since 2016, if I remember correctly. And it said that events like the Reading Festival had huge impact for you as musicians. I think I read about you having had impact. I don't know whether the whole band was there or you get to know each other
You've been, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been to Reading. Yeah.
What does the festival mean to you? What did the festival make you go for a musician's career?
I mean, it's the thing about Reading. So it's Reading and Leeds is the name of it. And it's probably in the top sort of three festivals back home. So it's a huge festival right on our doorstep.
Yeah.
So we always, you know, naturally, even if you're not a music lover, you go, like all of our friends have gone. But for us as like aspiring musicians, I think when you go and see huge bands play on your doorstep, it's very inspiring. And yeah, I mean, I just remember literally watching bands and thinking, wow, like, and it was my sort of earliest memory and thinking, really want to give this band thing a good go. Do you know what I mean? So it's a huge part of why kind of I picked up a guitar in the first place, really. I don't know about you.
Yeah, same. I think you grow up watching so many iconic bands play on those stages, and I think it's so close to home for us that it becomes very almost achievable. Like you can kind of see like, oh, it's just down the road in Reading, you know? So I think after a while you just, it really resonated with us anyway.
Any bands or artists that had a huge impact you remember more than others?
I saw the Arctic Monkeys there.
Yeah.
Arctic Monkeys. Okay. Yeah, huge band.
Legendary band, yeah.
Two Door Cinema Club, Bombay Bicycle Club, similar names. But I remember their sets quite, but it's not even that, not just guitar bands, just going and seeing loads of different genres of music as well. It's just a very inspiring festival in my eyes. I might be slightly biased because I live there, but I don't live at the festival, but I live near the festival.
You've been there often since you were a kid, I read, since asking your parents, or I want to go.
I've been 8 times.
8 times?
Yeah.
Wow.
I went 8 times. How many have you been?
3.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Maybe.
I went.
3 or 4.
So 11 times. And I know that Marcus and Rue, our lovely other band members, have been. I mean, Andy, our bass player, he's been a lot as well.
So the idea of having only the poets at the Reading Festival is something you definitely look forward for in the future?
I mean, we get asked sometimes what would our biggest sort of achievement and goal be. And I think if we were to ever like headline, not even headline, to like have a good slot on like the main stage would be a moment for us all.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've been there and watched our favourite bands there as teenagers, you know, it's like, that would be unbelievable.
Ah, pressing all the thumbs, as we Germans say, for this to happen. I don't know. How is it called in English?
We say crossing the fingers. Yeah.
And we say, I press the thumbs
all right,
for
well,
you.
We're going like, to press the thumbs wishing and luck. Cross our fingers.
Yeah.
I always wondered, you're right, that's crossing fingers. And you know what this means in Germany? It is something, if you make a promise and you keep that behind your back, you're breaking this promise beforehand.
Oh, yeah,
beforehand.
We have that. We have that in the UK as well.
Isn't it amazing, these kind of things, like transitioning? Okay, so now, since the 8th of July, there's Crash, and you released it on YouTube first, I remember. You had this countdown moment with the band, but there was a imaginary red button, you press it, and it is released to the world. Very powerful track. I heard it multiple times before you guys coming. Really like it, really like the energy. I hear some punk, I hear a lot of 80s synthy waves and so on. I was still excited about the release. It's been 12 days. What do you think about it?
Yeah, we are, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a song that we're another one we're really proud of, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think that it feels like a natural progression from Jump. It feels like a good kind of song to follow it. And yeah, just sonically as well, like you said, you nodded to the 80s thing, definitely with the synths and things like that. And but it's got the chaos of the guitar music as well. And I think just the messaging in it is quite important to us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which well, I can tell you. Yeah, I can tell you if you want.
Yeah, but please, what is the message of
it's
Crash?
It's all about, like, I don't know if you've ever had this. I imagine a lot of people have been in this situation. I do it a lot, right? When things are going really well in life, whatever it might be, my brain likes to latch onto the negatives, and sometimes I'll sit down and think, oh, but this is all kind of too good to be true. When's it going to go wrong, or when's there going to be a blip?
There needs something to happen right now, right?
Do you know what I mean? And I think with what's going on with us in our lives, you know, things, we're sort of living our dreams at the minute, and I think like self-sabotage and imposter syndrome is something that we can come across a little bit. So it resonated with us all, you know, when we wrote it. And again, man, we're just so, so proud of it. And that came together really quick. That was like written and recorded in the space of like less than 2 months. So we feel we really captured the excitement and energy of that song within the record as well as, you know, same with Jump. And yeah, and then the video we're really proud of as well, hence why we...
I wanted to ask, I watched it. Not only is the song itself way shorter than it felt. Mm. Like, I heard the song again. I could have promised it is about 3.5 minutes, but it's very, very short.
It speaks
for itself. And yeah, it's very, very retro-like, no? Like the filters with the... I don't even know the English word for it. Like,
so they're like VHS. We use these 90s style. Like video cameras.
How come? Is there any love for these?
We just think it offers something different, doesn't it? And we started doing some of the videos with it, didn't we?
Yeah. It just kind of looks cool, I think. Yeah,
cool.
Looks a little bit more romantic when you film things like that. And it kind of adds to the cinematography, I think. So
yeah, I agree.
And we wanted the fire can kind of symbolize chaos, you know, and like
with the lightning bolts also.
Exactly. And the reason why, you know, we're also really proud is kind of the track doesn't really follow the normal kind of like the verse and the chorus. They're very different, they're very opposite, you know. The verse is very calm and there's a lot of space, and then obviously the chorus
hits,
and that's sort of, you know, kind of replicating exactly how my mind feels at times when it, you know, 1 minute it can be floaty and happy and then it's like, oh no, what's gonna
And I can promise there's thousands of fans thinking the same thing when listening to this song.
I mean, the reaction's like, been amazing, hasn't it?
Tell a little bit. What is the feedback?
I think for us, like, we're really proud of the video because we really honed in on kind of the concept and we had lots of fun creating it, didn't we?
Yeah.
And the reaction's been amazing, hasn't it?
I think a lot of people have picked up on the sort of very deliberate conceptual part of the video as well, and how that ties into the, and we haven't really explored that before.
I can see with all the current music and artists, how they flow right now, there's always a drawback to the 80s. We got all these tracks here in our Energy playlist, for example, and it's all remixes, it's all synthies, all way back to the 80s, and you're luckily no exception. People seem to love it, and you do so too.
I think as well, like when you got the 80s kind of synthy stuff, but then you mix it in with that real like gritty guitar.
Yeah.
It's kind of something that we've been really playing around with recently. And I think sonically, like, we're really proud and happy with how it came out, you know, and how it sounds.
Stuck with it. It's really unique. Really, really cool. I got another philosophical... another question about philosophy. So in a lot of articles I read about you, there's always one pretty big word highlighted, whether it comes to communication with your fans or with the audience, creating your songs, and that is honesty, and how necessary it is to be honest and show feelings. What's your view as a band, or you two guys in this case, on these things? Can we talk about some band philosophy here when it comes to honesty?
And, of course, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I mean, firstly, the music, you know, we write honestly about it, a lot of the songs are autobiographical. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like a lot of the songs are about feelings. And I think it's just really important to be honest, not only in songwriting, sort of the wider conversation as well, of like being honest if you're having a bad day and feeling. And, you know, it's not been an easy ride for us, you know. We've been doing this for a long time and there's been a lot of ups and downs. And I think, you know, we've got songs that literally talk about mental health awareness, and you know, we want to create a safe space and community where people can feel like they can be honest. And if you're at a show and you want to have a moment, you know, you can. It's a safe space. You know, you don't have to. There's no judgment.
Yeah.
And being honest about, especially about how you feel, is something that we think is very important.
So at this point, a personal thank you also, because there's so many feminist streams right now going on with all the music, and it's great to see the emancipation. Is it? Isn't it? Emancipation? Is it only?
Yeah.
Emancipation? So what I wanted to say is, good to see that there's people like you also putting a finger on men's health issues and so on and so on. It's really, really important. Not like that it's really, really necessary to fight with any women versus men things, but you can see the flow of women empowerment right now, and it's great that there's still guys not forgetting this. Men always have same heart problems, brain problems, and so on and so on. Good to see. So now, a classic interview question. Why do you call yourself Only the Poets? Where does it come from?
So it's, I think, like, poetry is art, and, you know, art in whatever form it might be can give you kind of escapism, whether some people like to go to galleries, you know, music for us.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, I'm sure, is comfort and it feels like home. And I think it's something that we've always wanted with the community we've built and our shows to be that. So Only the Poets, we feel like only art in some ways can offer that kind of comfort.
Yeah.
So, and also, I'm not going to lie, mate, we just think it sounds cool as well.
So
gave you that lovely answer, but also, I've actually got a tattoo as well. They call us OTP as well.
Oh, I can see.
You're OTP, that's the, if you don't want to say Only the Poets, OTP.
OTP, yeah, OTP. So simple to say. So it's not only describing you as four guys being only the poets, but
no, it's a broader thing.
Okay, beautiful. Talking about fan service, I read that you offer cheaper tickets in your shows for people who struggle financially. Has it always been a thing?
Oh, of course. I mean, music should be accessible for everyone. You know, it should not be boiling down to how much money you earn. So we have to, you know, something we're very passionate about, you know, we have to make sure that we give people that might not, you know, come from much money or have much money, we want them to be able to enjoy the show as well. So it's something we will forever do. Always make sure we do those low income tickets.
Thank you very much. We're running a little bit out of time, but of course I wanted to ask about Lollapalooza coming in September, one of the things we also send our audience to. We are very excited to see you at Lollapalooza. What can we look forward to? Anything's planned? Will there be song releases beforehand again with new tracks we can look forward to?
Yes.
If you want to take a time.
There'll be another song before then, another new one. Which is exciting, and we'll probably play it and crash and jump.
Honestly,
Lollapalooza, right? Huge name, huge festival. And to come back to Berlin, very, very excited to do that. So I think just expect a lot of energy.
Hit music
great
only.
Radio station names.
Generally, what are your current plans? What are you working on? Of course, beside the whole festival and show list we find on your homepage, but is there something?
Just lots of new music.
Yeah,
lots and lots of music. Yeah, we're just, everything's a little bit chaotic right now. But
black
we're just,
books full of lyrics unfinished and waiting to be produced.
Yeah, and songs that are like half produced.
Done.
And yeah, so we're in a very, very good position, just like working with lots of brilliant like producers and people behind the scenes that are helping us develop these songs, and it's all it's going really well.
It's going great, man. We got a lot going on, you know, we're sort of juggling everything, but it's, you know, it's what we've always wanted, man. It's amazing. Give us this chaos any day of the week, do you know what I mean? It's beautiful chaos.
No, this is something to tell. Great. You were on the Pink Pop last weekend.
We were.
I mean, you need only to scroll through social media to get this answer, but how was it, guys?
Oh, it was wicked.
It was really good.
Yeah,
really, really good.
Share some expressions.
We played early, so we played like midday on the Sunday, right? So, I mean, if you're anything like me, on a Sunday morning at a festival, you're going to be feeling pretty worse for wear. But lots of people came out, and huge stage. We played for 50 minutes as well, which is pretty sick. We got given like a good amount of time. And yeah, we just felt the love, didn't we?
Yeah, like, it was wicked. I didn't really think we expected that turnout as well. There's a lot of people.
A lot of people there.
Yeah.
A lot of people there, and just a great festival as well. Like, just we walked around and like, yeah, just a. I mean, again, it's another huge festival. So we just felt very privileged and lucky to be there.
Pretty cool. You just said something very interesting. You said you got 15 minutes, which is an amazing amount of time. You can imagine that for an audience, 15 minutes is like nothing. Mm. I don't know. How many songs did you play? 3 or 4?
11. Oh, 15.
50.
Oh, 50. 50,
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what, if it was 15 minutes, I don't think we would have been like, okay,
how do they prepare this incredible amount of time?
Sorry, no, 50. 50 minutes, oh, and okay. We actually nearly ran over, so we had to cut a song.
Well, on the other hand, 11 songs and 50 minutes would have been badass.
It was good, wasn't it? It was great yeah. for us, because we, I mean, you know, naturally, when you get those big festivals, your first time there, it's normally half hour. So to have 50 minutes was wicked, wasn't it?
Yeah, really, really
and no
good,
real
yeah.
clash either. So, yeah, we were just very, very happy. I'm saying the same thing now. It was just amazing.
Great. I hope all the things coming in the summer will be the same with the great finale of Lollapalooza in Berlin. Yeah. One final question. Is there something you want to tell not only our energy audience, but also all your fans? Just imagine you're having right now a live podcast or something. Is there something you want to tell the people who really enjoy your music or will be enjoying your music in the future?
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, we just want to say the biggest thank you ever. Germany particularly is one of the, you know, our biggest places where we've got, just feel so much love here. So thank you so much for continuing to believe in us. Like, honestly, your support never goes unnoticed. We read through everything all the time, and we will be forever in debt to you. So thank you. And thank you guys as well for having us in today. It's been a pleasure, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Thank you so
much. Sorry, Clem, I didn't let you talk at all in that little... Do you want to say anything to the fans?
No, I think you summed it pretty well.
You both will be heard. Thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.